Get back, just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into Hump Day Wednesday, September 10th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Please be relevant on topic to the conversation. Greatly appreciate that. As well as don't send me any YouTube videos, any long stories. Nothing during the show, please. I had someone yesterday send me a YouTube video. It was 35 minutes long during the show. You're not going to have time to preview it and then report on it. So please send those to me after 12 noon. One of the things that I want to mention right out of the gate, and this has been announced yesterday's show, it broke while we were on the air. The judge throughout the case against the Republican GOP electors. Former chair of the party, Michigan Republican Party, Michonne Maddock, former grassroots chair, Marion Sheridan, John Haggard, Haggard Heating and Plumbing in Charlevoix, and others. Well, I got a phone call yesterday afternoon after reporting on the story during the show. And I was asked, do you think that this is a direction that these cases are going to start going in? Right now, there's still other cases out there floating around where Attorney General Dana Nessel has basically used her office as a weapon against Republicans. Still going after Lee Chatfield and his wife, Stephanie. Still going after Matt DiPerno, Dare Rendon, Stephanie Scott, Stephanie Lambert. All these cases brought by the Attorney General Dana Nessel's office against Republicans. Well, there was a story out yesterday afternoon. I saw it. I didn't talk about it. Didn't cover it. But basically, bottom line, she's going after Donald Trump. She is wasting a ton of our state taxpayer dollars to go after the president. Not just her, other liberal, socialist, progressive, communist attorney generals from other blue states. Well, she's been in there fighting with them against Trump. Now, one of the things that's pretty interesting to this whole process, she claims that there is a ton of money that she has saved for the state of Michigan by going after Donald Trump. We're going to talk about that story But basically, she says she's preserved $1.8 billion in funding by filing these complaints, these lawsuits. We'll get into that story. We'll get into more about the direction that could be forthcoming in somewhat of these cases where she's weaponizing her office as the Attorney General of the state of Michigan to only prosecute Republicans. So we're going to be talking about that today's show. The budget, there's been some movement. We're going to talk about that. But if you have a question for Dr. Jeff, Sioux Animal Hospital, he'll be on in the next segment. Text him to me right now, and we'll be right back after a short break. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one here on this Hump Day Wednesday. Joining us as usual is Dr. Jeff up at the Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Jeff, got a question for you last week after we were done that I didn't notice until after the break.
Okay.
And it has to do with fat dogs.
All right.
Okay. Our dog is overweight. I keep yelling and screaming at my wife to cut back on the amount of servings that she gives. She refuses to do it because my dog likes it, she says.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Is it harmful to dogs? And this dog is, I believe he said, 10 years old, overweight, very sluggish, doesn't want to go for walks, obviously overweight. Is it harmful to just simply, like, cold turkey, cut their food back by, you know, 50%, just cut, instead of feeding them twice a day, only feed them once a day? Is that harmful to the animal?
For a dog, you can do that. Now, for a cat, you have to be a little bit more careful because cats can develop what's called fatty liver disease a lot more easily than a dog can.
Okay.
So if you cut them back that fast, in a cat, it can liberate so much fat that the liver just gets overwhelmed. But in a dog, yeah, you can cut them back. But the biggest thing, too, like we talked before, what are you – it's not – the amount of calories you're eating, what are you eating? And then we talk about, you know, the insulin and glucose, and, you know, dog food is primarily corn, you know, carbohydrate based.
Sure.
So, yeah, I mean, that, you know, so changing diet to something that's got more protein and fat and then still feeding the same amount of calories, but feeding a better quality calorie. You know, or, you know, even better yet, do a home cooked diet or do a frozen diet or, you know, or a fresh pet or something like that.
Okay.
You probably see a lot better results with that.
Now, I have gotten away from corn years ago because whether it was, you know, Molly or whoever it was, the Cocker Spaniel or the labs, they all seemed to be itching a lot when we had corn in their food. And I switched over to lamb and rice, and that seemed to take care of the itching, scratching of the ears, and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But bottom line, though, you mentioned insulin, and it's funny because we just had Missy on the show yesterday, and we were talking about these fat shots that the state of Michigan Medicaid health insurance, you know, the My Healthy Michigan program,
mm-hmm.
We have over 1.4 million people in Michigan on that health insurance. And they have, if you're pre-diabetic or diabetic, they have authorized the payment of the GLP-1 shots.
Yeah.
Wegovy and Ozempic.
Yep.
And she's like, okay, there's an insulin problem with people that gets their blood sugars elevated and causes, you know, problems with high blood pressure. You've got medications, metformin, and all kinds of other things that they prescribe, plus now these shots.
Yeah.
This is the same exact thing that happens in dogs when they start getting fat. Is there insulin, what did she call it, insulin resistance?
Yeah, you can start developing insulin resistance in dogs. Horses can get this, too. It's called equine metabolic syndrome. And yeah, you know, it's, you know, like I said, it's not the, you know, the amount of calorie you're eating is the quality of the calorie that you're eating.
Okay.
And, you know, just like with us, you know, just like me trying to cut out, you know, as much sweet and, you know, I mean, I still, you eat a little bit of it, you know,
sure.
Remember the old food pyramid that they taught us back in elementary and middle school?
Yeah. Yep.
It's upside down.
Absolutely. I've been saying that for years. That it should be all proteins and vegetables at the top instead of all this other garbage they're talking about.
Yep. Yep.
Well,
that's
now,
what it should be. So
now let me ask you this question then. So when we've got a overweight animal, they're basically going through the exact same metabolic situation that we as humans are.
Yeah.
And therefore, if we switch them over to proteins and vegetables, at a reduced amount, naturally, they're just going to start burning it. They're burning the calories, and they'll just start losing the weight naturally. And it's not harmful to do that to a dog.
No, no, nope. You know, you improve the diet, and you'll improve the animal.
That simple.
Yep.
Okay, very good. Yeah. Well, one of the things that he was concerned about is, his wife is saying, no, you know, we can't, they feed them twice a day. And he's like, just feed him once a day. Is feeding a dog once a day okay?
Yeah, you can do that. And honestly, if you look at wolves or you look at wild canids, they don't even eat every day. I think they did a study. Oh, they say that predators are usually only successful about 30% of the time.
Whoa!
Yeah, so they're not getting they're not eating every day because they're not being successful in their hunts every day.
Sure. So basically, even fasting a dog, like skipping a meal for a day, that's not really going to be harmful to them.
Nope. And just like in humans, with intermittent fasting for repair of DNA and yada, 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 they do those studies in animals. They don't do the studies in people. Because if you're doing these lifetime studies, you have to watch the animal for its lifetime. Well, yeah, people live, 80 years? You're going to run an 80-year study. No, they use mice that live, 2 years. So you can actually do the study, before you die. And
get the results and basically extrapolate. Basically carrying them out. Now, one thing, I got another text message. We've kind of triggered a little hot button here. The guy says, I've been yelling and screaming at my wife to cut back on the kibble as well as the milk bones. How much calories and how bad are those milk bone treats when the dog goes outside to go to the bathroom and comes in, gets right back to the house because they want their milk bone?
Yeah.
How bad are those for dogs?
Like potato chips. Kind of. It's a treat. It's not food. A treat. And it's mostly corn and grain products. So, yeah, you can have, some. Break them in half. That's one thing. Just break them in half. Dog doesn't know the difference.
Sure,
dog absolutely. Dog has got a treat. It doesn't know whether it's, that or not. So.
Right. That's what I do, actually. I get the large ones at Costco in a big box. And then I do is I break them into quarters, break them in half and then break those halves in another half and put them in the little pitcher we have inside the drawer in the cabinet. Yep. And it's amazing. Snoop goes out and does his business and he turns around, he wants his treat, but breaking them in half at least, or maybe in quarters would be a better way to go.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Got it. Another text message coming in for you this morning. Is it okay? They were told by their vet to reduce the amount of kibble with home cooked ground turkey and carrots. And they wanted to know, is that a good way to go as well?
Yeah. Yep. You don't have to cut kibble out completely, but it shouldn't make up the majority of the diet. Like I said before, we feed kibble because it's easy and cheap.
Okay.
And we've been conditioned to it. Like I said, we've had dogs 25,000 years. We've had dog food as we know it for about the last 100 years. Would you eat the first 24,900 years? They ate what we ate,
Right. Yeah.
Here, fun trivia fact here. The first commercially sold dog food, I'm using air quotes here, was right after the Civil War. Some guy bought up a bunch of Army surplus hardtack from the Union Army and sold it as dog food. If you know, hardtack is, one, lasts forever, and two, is basically flour? It's almost like that paste you made in elementary school, flour, water, and salt. And that's pretty much what hardtack is. So...
Okay, and interesting. Didn't have any proteins or anything in it, basically.
Okay. No, just whatever was in the wheat, so it wasn't high in it. So
right, got it. Well, that this is something that I am prone now to look at people since I've lost 80 pounds and have kept it off for over 2 years. Yep. I'm constantly looking at fat people. I notice it more. I guess it's like getting a new Chevy car or something. Now you see all these Chevys, right?
Yep.
Well, and people are noticing, especially with animals, that they're starting to be overweight. And so these were some of the questions we had for you this morning. So greatly appreciate that.
Oh, no problem.
One thing that I think people need to understand, and this is kind of important. I got a couple of text messages about surgeries.
Okay.
And people downstate, for some reason, you know, texting me and saying, you know, my vet says my this fatty tumor thing my dog has, you know, he wants to charge us $1,500 to remove it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, can you do me a favor and talk to Dr. Jeff? Call his office at least.
Yep.
I mean, just a real quick, simple swag where you don't know all the situations and all the conditions. But to remove a fatty tumor, I mean, just a normal fatty tumor on a dog, let's say, what can people expect? I mean, I hate to put you on the spot.
Yeah, I mean, if it's a regular lipoma or fat tumor, I mean, they can. I have removed them before that have been up in the $1,500, $2,000 range. I mean, they can wind up to being pretty involved. But okay. I would have to say, though, 500-ish,
okay.
$600-ish, something like that, probably, depending on where it's at, how big it is, you know, yada, yada, right. yada. So the best way is not necessarily call the clinic, but email the clinic, and if you can send a picture of it, you know, hey, this is where it's at, and this is how big, like a couple of you, like take mug shots of it, okay?
Sure.
And, you know, front and side, this is where it's at, this is how big it is, then right. I can be a lot more accurate. Now, I can't be accurate until I actually put my hands on it, but I can be more accurate with, or at least get a lot closer if I can see a picture of it.
Well, some people, and I hate to say this, but some of our elderly people listening, they don't know how to take a picture and email the picture to their email account where they can then forward that email yep. to you. Would it be acceptable if people had a picture on their cell phone that they could simply text to your cell phone? Would that be okay?
Yeah, I can have them send it to the clinic does have a cell phone.
Okay.
So, yeah. And we don't use it a whole lot.
Yeah.
And I just completely blanked
forgot
on
the number.
Okay. Yeah. What happened to that? Okay, I can tell you my phone number from my neighbor growing up 50 years ago, but I can't remember.
Remember I'm like, what is that cell phone again? For the Sioux Animal Hospital.
I can tell you Norman's old phone number, 616-694-4
right.
9722. Yeah.
I can remember my house phone from 30 years ago, but I don't know my other cell phone. Hey, do me a favor, find that number and then text it to me. You.
Yeah.
And then people, because he just sent me a pic. Can I send you the picture and you forward it to Jeff? No. I'll get you the phone number for the cell phone to the animal hospital, and then you can just text the picture directly to them with your name, your phone number, the age and size of your animal, because the picture is irrelevant. He can't tell how big the animal is, how much it weighs, things like that.
So don't. Yes, if you send me like a close up of the shot, send like an overall. So I know, like, is this on a, you know, Chihuahua or a, sometimes we get stuff that's like zoomed way in and then it's hard to tell because I don't know, am I looking at a Chihuahua or am I looking at a Great Dane, you know?
Right, so. Exactly. Greatly appreciate that. Okay, very good. And also, if you have any other questions or want to schedule a consult with Dr. Jeff, 906-635-5910. Put that number in your phone, save it, and give him a call. He's going to text me that number, and I'll give it out to you guys in the next segment. So, hey, Jeff, greatly appreciate you, man. Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you next week.
Talk to you next week.
Bottom of the hour news break of hour number one. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider.